I was going to give you a little smeller, but...
You still have some.
Yeah, I have some, but I don't know where it's at. Mm-hmm. Do you know where that whiskey's at?
What whiskey?
Yeah, we got
the one I made. It was under the bar, wasn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
No, it's not under there, hon.
Do I want it?
I want to give him a smell.
Give me a little smell.
Oh, I was going to say, my God, you're not going to let him drink
it. I don't think I'll... It's probably pretty good,
actually. Well, see, you run into an archaeologist in the bootlegger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Did you raise cows at all when you were...
My daughter, the girl's mother, raises cows.
In fact,
this girl, the runner,
uh-huh.
She won a calf in a race, and everybody said she ran that calf down. And they've had several calves from that calf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they still have that one up there. The girl does.
Uh-huh.
And
what do they do with them?
They sell them cattle.
They sell them.
Yeah, and right now their dad is an engineer for Hal Barton. And he's starting just raising horses, because he can't be with them all the time, see?
How many does he have in there?
Well, he's got a bunch of them.
Yeah. Oh, that is clear.
I wouldn't dare let you drink it.
Stick your little finger in there.
Phew!
Stick your little finger.
We had a lady came once, and she drank, I mean, she just wouldn't stop. I told her, you're going to die. Her husband had to carry her out.
I can't taste so much, but I got the idea.
I'm not going to give anybody any of this.
Save that.
So what do you call
I'm
that?
Saving it, dear.
Moonshine.
You call moonshine. It moonshine? You ever heard it called Everclear or anything like that? That's what I've heard it called.
Fire water.
Fire water.
Moonshine.
Whew, how much proof is it? You have
any? That's 190. See, when you buy it from the bootleggers, they break it down. They put distilled water in there and break it down to about 90%.
Okay. You ever see anybody get sick on that stuff?
Ooh, yeah.
That's got to be pretty ugly.
Not sick, but drunk.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't give it to them if they get sick.
Yeah.
That could kill you, you know?
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Well, before, the reason why they used to die before, because they'd make it in the bathtub or in an old tub or stuff like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the poison from the metal. Mm-hmm. Would kill people.
Oh, right.
But this, I make this here. This is made out of a factory-made steel,
uh-huh.
which is made out of stainless steel, uh-huh. Monel, you know?
Yeah.
And it's safe to drink.
So these old bootleggers up here, did they sell?
They made their living that way.
Well, you mentioned the mafia earlier. Would they have been involved in that, or... You think,
my folks were, to a certain extent. Well, see, my mom worked for the FBI.
Right.
And she had to get mixed up with them people, you know, to...
Yeah.
You know, to notify the government what the hell was going on.
Sure. Did she do undercover work then at all? Or?
Yeah, it was all undercover work.
Really?
My mother could get you out of prison if you was staying there for murder. She could get you out.
Really?
That's how powerful she was. Wow. My mother was a powerful... politician, powerful woman.
Wow, I guess. What's her name again?
Anna L.
That's right.
She's a powerful woman.
Do you know if any... well, let me ask you a little more about the cattle. Does anybody... not skip the cattle. Does anybody raise pigs up here?
I used to raise pigs, but I don't anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to raise a lot of pigs.
Oh, I know what I want to ask. Do they butcher cattle at all, or do they just send them off?
They send them off.
The pigs, what kind of things did you make out of them?
Well, I used to make sausage. I make good sausage, good Italian sausage.
Okay.
You know, you can get $5 a pound for that stuff.
Really? Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Was that pretty hard work?